there are 27 patients over and above what the hospital has beds for. Now, these patients are allocated, like there's 13 in the day services unit, some of them on recliner chairs. That has resulted in the children's dental list being cancelled yet again. There's 6 overnighters in ED. There's 4 patients located in the medical assessment unit, which is supposed to be used there to assess and treat patients and get them back out to the community. And then we have 4 patients located in treatment rooms. And albeit in the treatment rooms that the patients may be in a bed, there is equipment and sterile surgical stores in there. The doors are open in some wards, and they have no dignity or privacy there. It's not a safe environment for patients to be in, and with the moratorium, there's no additional staff to be brought in. I am aware that management have opened which used to be the old gynae ward, it's a surgical gynae ward, which is 11 beds. But again, they don't have adequate staffing. They have staffing for day duty and they have no staffing for night duty, so it's a case of pulling Peter from Paul. This does not lead to a very high standard of care. It's putting patients at risk, and it's stressing the staff who already have experienced the reduction in numbers with exit passages and targeted redundancy, etc., etc. The list goes on.
I understand you're seeking discussions with senior management at the hospital to see what can be done about this situation.
I will be seeking to have a meeting with the general manager and the director as to establish what is the course of action for the rest of the week, because the placing of patients in treatment rooms is part of their escalation policy. For the last 3 weeks, it has been an everyday occurrence.
It's a revolving door syndrome. The waiting lists increase, and what is elective work may into the future become emergency work. This happens every year throughout the country, and one wonders where the forward planning is.